The Big Pickup by Elliston Trevor. To the Unreturned.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Dynamo. At a few minutes before 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, May 26, 1940, a signal was sent out from the Admiralty in London. Operation Dynamo is to commence. The situation on that evening was one of terrible simplicity. Nearly a third of 1 million Britons stood on foreign soil, trapped between an enemy and a friend, between the German army and the English Channel. For many days, the British Expeditionary Force had been fighting its way to the coast, its back to the north, its face set against the south, the east and the west, the three aspects of the enemy's relentless attack. And it fought with the knowledge in mind that at any hour Belgium would collapse, and change mere danger to disaster. Along the French coast, Boulogne and Calais were already in German hands. To the east, on the Belgian coast, Ostend was an imminent death trap. All that remained, as a point of escape, were Dunkirk and a few miles of beach, and already Dunkirk was ablaze under the Luftwaffe's bombs. Within 17 hours of that first Admiralty signal, at midnight, May 27th, the King of the Belgians ordered his army to cease fire, and to the east of Dunkirk, there opened a 20-mile gap.